Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina. We are talking today about grief. There's all sorts of forms of grief, to the loss of a normal routine, to retirement, to you name it. There's all sorts of grief, right? But we're going to specifically talk about how do you best support someone when they've just lost a loved one. This hits close to home for us as we have watched our adult daughter navigate the loss of someone very close to her. Just kind of triggered this conversation about what are some good practices to help someone going through grief. If you're a mentor and your mentee has lost somebody, if your mentee has lost somebody and you can help navigate, sometimes we shy away, we walk away from those who are grieving. And I think the point to today's podcast is, how do we help others grieve well? How can we best support? Your thoughts, Chris?
When I first think about grief, maybe men are more this way, but I can see where I've done this before and other guys have. I don't want to bring this topic up or the situation that has caused grief, because it may cause me to be emotional. Mm. I may show human emotion in front of this person. Can I just encourage you guys just to simply take a deep breath and go, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's being human. That's normal. This is what's not normal. I have a major loss in my life, and let's say you're a man in my life who's mentoring me, and you're uncomfortable with emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm expressing my grief with you know, maybe I'm weeping, maybe I just feel hopeless. And if you sit there and you just keep a straight face, or if we just talk about business, whatever, when I say business, I mean whatever the topic is of the day, that's not even being human to me.
Well, I think we've all had those encounters of really people being uncomfortable with the topic of grief. I remember distinctly, we had just lost a baby. I had a miscarriage, and there was a man that we attended church with, and he was so uncomfortable. I felt like I needed to comfort him, you know, and he made some comment about like, well, sorry, but you can have more, or something super insensitive. I didn't need to hear that.
He wasn't trying to be insensitive.
No.
We're just not. Okay, let's say the purpose of this episode is to, we're not going to be able to teach everyone how to handle grief well.
Right.
But give you some pointers and some tips on things we've learned ourselves through.
Right.
He meant well, but he's probably so uncomfortable. We don't have to be uncomfortable with grief.
Right. I think the thing we want to lead with is, be compassionate, be patient, be caring. There's some practical tips that just help. One of the things is just be there. You know, when our daughter got the call, one of her dearest friends, her father lost his battle with cancer, and she had been walking with her friend through this whole ordeal. It has been long and drawn out, and they were hoping for a better outcome. And when she got the call, I knew she would be grieving. And I called her, and when she answered the phone, she didn't have any words, and she sat and cried on the phone. That's the presence of just being present, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it makes you uncomfortable, it's okay. It's helpful to someone, just your presence. Sit in silence if needed. Listen more than you speak. Those are just some practical things of what your presence does when somebody is grieving. And it just makes sense, but often it doesn't happen. Acknowledge the loss. Acknowledge the pain. I am so sorry you lost your father. I am so sorry you lost whatever. I can't imagine what you're going through. Acknowledge it. Talk about it. I remember, going back to losing my mom, the night we'd gone to the hospital, the night we go back, and our pastor at the time of the church we were attending came, and he never said anything about my mom. I'm like, you're here because my mom just died. Would you say, I'm so sorry your mom died? It's like, well, I guess you guys are all just going to be getting things right. Like, never acknowledged the loss of my mom. So acknowledge people's pain.
Again, we're not being critical. Many times we as humans, if we're uncomfortable with something, we will ignore it, push it away, or change the topic
right.
currently.
Right.
It can happen. Well, we attended this service for this our daughter's friend's dad, and it was about an hour and a half away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we went. Now, we did not know this man personally.
Mm-mm.
We had met him before, but we know his daughter, and we care about his daughter very much. But we were also doing it for our own daughter.
Yeah.
Right? So
right.
It's interesting. Grief, let's say you have someone dies. It can be layered, the number
right.
of people that you actually can care for by attending a service or reaching out to them somehow. So we drove there, and you may go to a service and not even get to shake the hand or hug the person or say anything to them. But I can promise you, when they see you in the crowd, they see you walk by, it will mean something to them.
Yeah, it's just that gift of presence, being present. I think of times over the years, I think when Aunt Peggy died recently, well, it was last year, I guess.
Well, let's say Aunt Peggy, she's an aunt of mine who was like a mother to me.
But having friends, like remember our friend John, driving all the way from Norman to, it's an hour and a half away, our friend Aaron, just the power of presence just speaks so loudly.
Speaks what?
Loudly.
Loudly.
Yeah.
I did not understand that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I wasn't taught how to grieve well. You just hold it in. But I didn't understand the importance of someone's presence.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I look there, I go, man, just having you there.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about feelings, it feels good. It's like, I'm not alone in this. Whether
yeah.
they're able to say anything to me at the time or not.
The power of presence, also the power of just practical suggestions. Offer some help, like, hey, do you need some food? Or I'm at the store, can I pick you up some toilet paper? Or whatever. Practical, specific help. Oh my goodness, that's a huge thing.
It's interesting, something so what seems insignificant in these times of grief
yeah.
can mean so much. Again, so we're talking about, let's say you have someone in your life who you are mentoring. You want to get to know them better. You want to build and deepen that trust they have in you. Help them in these times of grief.
Yeah.
Whether it's something practical, whether it's something you buy for them or you listen or you whatever you do, it could be a deciding factor on how deep that relationship may go.
And grief, like I said, there's all kinds of grief, right? But we're specifically talking about when someone loses a loved one. But my health has been really, really poor for the last couple of weeks. So there's a grieving there. I don't have the energy, blah, 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 blah. And we've had a sweet friend bring food by. And when I saw all the food that she brought, I just burst into tears like, oh my goodness, this is such a practical, wonderful thing to help people in times of loss. Here's a practical thing too. Respect grief styles and timing. Not everybody will emote the same. People grieve differently, and don't try to make everybody grieve the same. So if you're in a very emotional griever, you go for it. Be an emotional griever, but don't expect someone else in your circle to be. Everybody grieves differently. So just respect that. Anything on that?
Well, I believe in prayer, and I would say I probably did this in the past. I would pray for someone who is grieving,
mm-hmm.
but I either never told them about it. But what if I actually choose to pray over them?
Mm, yeah.
I mean, right there, say, can I pray over you? You ask them,
mm-hmm.
and they would say yes. And you say whatever the prayer is that
yeah.
God puts on your heart, and you pray over them, and then you walk away and you go, all right, God, I'm trusting you. Your presence is powerful enough
yeah.
to help comfort that person with the words that came out of my mouth.
Well, and that's being attuned to how people grieve. I've had friends that have lost ones, and I know they're uncomfortable maybe with their emotions, and I've left them voice messages saying, hey, I don't need you to respond. I just want you to hear that I love you, and I pray over them, and I just leave a voice message or whatever. So there's just be respectful of the kinds of ways that people grieve. I love this tip. Check in consistently. After the funeral, grieving doesn't stop. In fact, in a lot of ways, it gets worse or there's more things to tackle. And so, especially for birthdays or the first Father's Day, the first whatever, check in. That's just a practical thing that offers love, the feeling of being seen and cared for by checking in.
I've not thought about this until you did this last week because you're a gifted writer.
Mm-hmm.
You were able to express yourself in a way through writing that draws people in. It puts people in that setting. Just tell you, you write. It's a real gift. You chose to use a gift of writing to help a family who would read it walk through some grief. I think several of the family members responded to your post. So we're talking about like on Facebook or Instagram. So you may not be a gifted writer. That's okay. What are some gifts or talents or abilities that you have that you could actually use to help, you want to say minister, to help comfort those people and while they're going through grief? Maybe you're an excellent chef. That's a way you can do it. Maybe you're the type of person who just sits with someone and just listens so well. Maybe you're someone who can, let's say, okay, this woman, she loses her husband. My understanding, he was a very fix-it guy. This is after the fact. He's already passed away. The funeral's already happened. You could help this family deal with grief, asking, can I come to your house and put up the new ceiling fan for you? Could I mow your lawn? Years ago, we had these friends, and it was her father that died unexpectedly. And I thought, what can I do? I don't know. And I thought, wait a minute. It's springtime. They need their grass mowed. I called them. I said, look, I want to mow your grass. And I did. And it felt kind of strange at first, going, I'm just mowing their grass. But it's something they didn't have to worry about. And they realized that I was loving on them, honoring their grief by taking care of a practical need.
I think another practical tip is by just remembering the person who died, especially if you knew them well. Share memories. Share funny stories. It's just nice to hear of how your loved one impacted other people's lives through stories. If you, you know, have been part of funerals before, I think part of the sweetness is if there's a meal and people are sharing stories, usually laughing about silly things that happened. That's part of the grieving process, and that really sharing a memory. Even now, I've had women, about a year ago, I had a woman reach out to me on social media who I didn't know, but she knew my mom, and she shared some things that my mom had meant to her. It was sweet, all these many, many, almost 30 years later. So if you know the person who's passed, share with their loved ones. Yeah, memories of them.
You shared this at the beginning of this episode, but basically today we're talking about grief from the death of a loved one. But as you said earlier, there are different aspects of grief. The loss of a job, going into retirement, the move of someone where they're far away now. There's different kinds of grief. And so we have an opportunity and a privilege to comfort people, to give them some hope and some encouragement in the middle of their grief. We just say, what do I have that I can offer another person?
One thing that is not helpful is cliches. This will pass. Or flippant cliches. Just avoid those.
And that happens out of nervousness many times.
Sure. But they're in a better place. Those kinds of things, we all know those, but sometimes they're not the best helpful. And I say sometimes, I would say generally they're not the most helpful. Acknowledging a person's pain goes straight to the heart and adds so much value than some sort of platitude that doesn't acknowledge where they're at.
Here's something to think about that may encourage you even when you're uncomfortable in offering someone something in while they're dealing with grief. If you could think about the future, what you're saying, doing, providing, offering today to help them in their grief, which it may be uncomfortable for you, it will help build that relationship with them in the future. They will think back and go, you know what? God used this person in my life at a time that was so difficult. And yet that what seemed insignificant maybe or small actually was really beneficial for me.
And to piggyback on one thing that you said, use your own personality and your own personality style to offer support when people are grieving. Like, I'm a writer. I get words and I have to put them down. And that's one way. But, you know, I've had people, like I said, bring food. Or I had a friend who, for several years after my mom passed, every Mother's Day morning, I would get a message from her, or she'd send a card, or use who you are and the relationship you have with the one who is grieving to know, you know what they need, and use your personality to deliver that.
If you know this person well, that you're trying to offer comfort to, well, you're probably going to know important dates in their lives, like their birthday, maybe an anniversary of the spouse they lost. Keeping that in mind, you know what? This is like 3, 4, 6 months out, but I'm going to make it a note on my calendar. I'm going to reach out to them on these important dates. Again, you're helping that person walk through their grief, even months, maybe a few years out from that, and it will be appreciated, I promise you.
Yeah, if you're unsure what to do, what would you want people to do for you? I think that's always a great question. You know, gee, if I were in this situation, what would be most helpful for me? Yes, we all have different personalities and how we walk through things. But I think just pausing to ask that question is great. Anything else?
This comes to mind. I'm more of an extrovert. I love being around people. But when I'm grieving, I find myself wanting to be more alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I want people to care and offer comfort. I'm not pushing back on that. But understanding personality styles or how we see things, when I'm really grieving, I do need a little bit of time by myself just to process some things. And so it would not help me to have a house full of guests at the beginning of the grieving.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Right. And just on a practical note, especially as mentors, if you notice that the one who's gone through a loss, if there are some reasons maybe that you think they're struggling, offer to sit with them, help them process that. But there could be a time where they really just need to go to a grief counselor or go to a professional counselor. Boy, what a privilege. You don't need to sit in the session with them, but go with them. There are times when people, they get stuck. And so as a mentor, you have that privilege of helping them walk through and get unstuck. Anything else?
No, it's really important.
Yeah.
As we care about people.
Yeah, so as always, thank you for listening today as we talked about grief. There's all forms of grief. We kind of narrowed down on when someone has lost someone to death. But yeah, just being aware, there's some practical and personal things that you can do to help support someone walking through grief. Well, Real Life Mentoring Podcast today is brought to you by Shelter Insurance, the Aaron Reese Agency. His agency offers auto, home, life, and business insurance. They strive to build real-life relationships with all their customers. To get in touch with Aaron, contact him at aruiz@shelterinsurance.com. Let them know you heard them on the Real Life Mentoring Podcast. As always, it's Chris and Christina. Thank you for listening.